Our first article this month examines the K-pop phenomenon. South Korean boy band BTS reached the number one spot in the US album charts for the second time this year. How has South Korean pop conquered a world audience? And why do bands like BTS seem to be so unstoppable? We look at the hard work and occasional tragedy behind the dream.
Total control. K-pop stars look perfect. They sound perfect. And they dance perfectly, too. But behind this world-beating perfection is a culture of extreme talent management. Kids who dream of becoming a pop idol sign up for years of idol training in special academies, a dawn-to-dusk regimen of dance practice, vocal coaching, and work on their style, acting, and communication skills under the control of a management agency. Some begin as young as 10. None start older than 20. And while the average training period is 3 years, it can be much longer. Singer Jisoo spent 15 years in idol training, a record. Despite all the training, however, not every trainee gets the chance to debut in a new band. Indeed, the pressure for K-pop stars to be perfect is so intense that some crack under the strain. The 2017 suicide of Kim Yong-hyun, the 27-year-old lead singer of the boy band SHINee, was a tragic sign of this.
Multicultural sounds. While the language of K-pop is Korean, with only the odd English phrase thrown in, the music style is decidedly international. K-pop producers have no hesitation in mixing genres to create new mixes. Pop, rock, reggae, hip-hop, dance, Latin, jazz, anything and everything is added to the sound. As their success in the West grows, they are increasingly asking European and American songwriters for material. Girl band Red Velvet, for example, had a big hit with Red Flavor, a Korean reworking of a song originally intended for the British band Little Mix. It's also common for bands to maintain interest by changing their sound and look with each album.
Social media stars. Korean boy band BTS are the first K-pop group to enjoy global success, their last two albums having gone to number one in America this year. But it's not because they're better at singing and dancing than rival groups. It's because they're better at using social networks. Unlike One Direction, BTS's seven members don't operate individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and other services. Everything is channeled through the group's accounts, pooling their individual social pull for maximum effect. As a result, they regularly dominate the Social 50, a chart that measures social network impact, surpassing individual artists such as Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. Indeed, BTS are so popular that their fan club has a waiting list, prospective members having to buy a certain amount of merchandise before they can join.
Safe beauty. The big stars of the K-pop scene all share something. They may be good-looking, they may dress and dance in a sexy way, and yet there's no sexual element there. Zero. What they mostly offer is a clean and child-friendly idea of sexiness. The boys are androgynous ideals of an attractive, sensitive male. The girls are gorgeous, but sexually as far from a Nicki Minaj or Rihanna as possible. This is why they are typically not allowed to be seen dating. K-pop stars are supposed to be idols, and relationships risk making them normal. To their fans, the idols seem to have it all, but in some ways, they have less than everyone else.